You're listening to SBS News.
The report dealing with diversity, aged care services for new and emerging groups, finds numerous roadblocks to older migrants accessing care. They include the long-time barriers of language, culture, and isolation, as well as the emerging complication of digital illiteracy. According to head researcher, the interim CEO at National Seniors Australia, Professor John McCallum, the move of government and aged care services to the online sphere has made life tougher for new migrants.
But what is different is in 1990, nobody mentioned IT, computers, mobile phones. In 2018, everybody mentions the computer, the IT, the My Aged Care system and so on. So there's quite a big new sort of literacy issue for new and emerging communities struggling to look after their elders.
For some new and emerging migrant groups, technology is a completely new phenomena. People who have spent time in refugee camps can find it hard to get to grips with.
They have all sorts of arrested development. They have issues that they haven't ever seen a mobile phone until they get here, and then, you know, it's sort of, what is it, how do you use it? They have quite often educational gaps and they have to catch up.
Australian Unity's Diversity Capability Development Manager Eleni Beredet-Samuel says when migrants struggle to access services, they suffer.
They will get isolated and most of them develop a lot of health issues, chronic disease like diabetes, like heart disease and you name it. They didn't have it before when they were back home. They have to go, they live a lot of social life. And that social life has been taken away from them because they come to a new land, a new country, a new language and a new culture.
She says the issue is being addressed, with people from established migrant groups helping recent arrivals to Australia access care. One such group is the Australian Unity Cold Alliance Advisory Group.
We were able to assist elders to get a seniors card. And that means they will be able, there is a lot of isolation. They can't go from one place to another place, to even to visit family or friends. That means a lot for them to be able to go on a cheaper price and then also accessible for them to be able to travel from one corner of the town to the other.
Professor McCallum says grassroots level support for carers and migrants is vital.
It is just a constant effort to deal with cultural and language barriers, to communicate as much as you can in language in a way that's culturally acceptable. I mean, I think the one thing is that you have to work at the grassroots to deal with this. So local councils are big players in this. Our local people are big players in this. That's an area you have to work in. You have to get the information through to them.
The report calls for the government to help new arrivals to acquire digital skills. It also asks for quicker access to interpreter services to be prioritised. Professor McCallum says everyone should be afforded the opportunity to age well.
Whether they're rich, poor, you know, whether they're Asian or Australian, they need a fair go. And I think we should think about it, new and emerging communities, particularly that way, that we've got to do our best to give them a fair go on those services. They are, after all, you know, they're accepted in Australia, become Australian citizens. They deserve the same access as other people. And I think that's very important. It's a human rights issue.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.